Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. If you're considering purchasing your first home, moving across town, or refinancing your current mortgage, DuPage Credit Union has the answers to your home financing questions. DuPage Credit Union is hosting free personal mortgage consultations the week of August 19th. No pressure, no obligation to schedule your free personal mortgage consultation or to learn more. Visit DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. DuPage Credit Union, where you belong. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rural Landscape Services, Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Massage Mastery by Sherl in Countryside. Belgio's Catering in Naperville. And the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning at 9:30, and indeed, it is a good show today. I love to hear anything good that's happening in your life. Anything good happen in your life this week? If so, I want to hear from you. Give me a call at 347-945-7215. We have two awesome guests on the show today. I'm excited to have Rick Kay, who is the owner of Killer Dinners. He'll be talking to us in a little bit, in the next 15 minutes or so, about his business, Killer Dinners. I thought that was a restaurant at first when my producer told me about it. I'm like, where is this place? Because I need a killer meal. And my first guest will be Heather Horton, who is, if you haven't figured it out by now, guys, from my Facebook posts and my Twitter posts over the last few years, singer-songwriter Heather Horton. She's one of my favorite singers of all time. And you all know that. Most of my friends, Facebook friends, know that. Heather has also inspired my four daughters. They all love Heather. She's kind of like, I don't know if she'll kill me for saying this, but she's kind of like the Sheryl Crow to my daughters. But she's much better than that, I have to say. And I know if you haven't heard from her, you will just delight in hearing from her, and you will love her music. But first, this is The Good Show, I like to call it, on Internet Radio, The Dolly McCarthy Show. If you haven't liked my page on Facebook already, please do so. I really enjoy all of my listeners, and I mostly enjoy when you send me messages on Facebook or retweet or say something. I love hearing from you, and so thank you for being there for me since, well, we've been doing the show now since February. I can't believe it's been since February. Time is just flying by. It flies by when you're having fun, right? Speaking of fun, I posted something on Facebook today. Yes, it is an amazing day. It's been, I said 3 years in the making, but probably longer than that. Today is the day when I am, right after this show is over, running down to downtown Naperville, and we're going to be shooting the first ever Dolly on the Trolley TV show. It's actually going to be the pilot, and we're hoping it gets picked up by, you know, who knows, ABC. That's some network. I shouldn't say ABC. But hey, why not? Anybody, any network, any media house, we're going to just throw it out there, but it's going to be so exciting. Even if no one picks it up, it'll still be on the Internet, and you'll be able to watch it. I'm sure one day it will be. But we'll see what happens. Today is the pilot. Today is the day we're shooting it. All of my planning and dreams and hopes and ideas are all coming to fruition today. I got the crew. They're here. Hair and makeup showed up this morning. I felt like a rock star. And they did my hair and makeup. I look so glamorous today doing this show. Usually I'm in my, PJs and no makeup mask. Sometimes I'm wearing a facial mask. That's the beauty of having a studio in your own home. So, but I look glamorous today, I must say. I'm kidding. You be the judge of that. But, you know, today is just an exciting day. And, you know, if you've ever had a dream and you've acted upon it, you know what that feels like. It's so nice to, even if it doesn't come to fruition and you don't ever see it on a TV show, it's a dream I had and I'm making it happen. And with the help of some great people, I have a great team here. And the best part of all of this is we're going to have so much fun doing this. So if nobody picks it up, at least I had a really good day, right? That's all that matters. Yeah, eight years in the making, at least I get a one good day. No, but it's just neat to see a dream come true. And like I said, if you've ever had a dream or a vision and it came to fruition, you know that feeling, and it's the best feeling in the world. So if you have a dream, what's the message here, folks? Go for it. What have you got to lose? Really, just do it. And you'd be surprised how many people will help you along the way when you tell them you have a dream. It really is truly an amazing thing to experience. Let me tell you this. Speaking of dream, this girl is a dream girl. When she performs on stage, I mean, she is a rock star. And let me just tell you, she plays that violin. She makes it look sexier than anything. She is Heather Horton, and we are so glad to have her on the show this morning. Good morning, Heather.
You are cracking me up. How come I haven't heard this show and you've been on since February? I would pay daily to hear you talk. This is the blonde beauty with brains and guts more than anyone I've ever met in my life. I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud to hear about all of your trolley show. I mean, I really am in the dark. I've just been changing diapers for 3 years nonstop, so I don't know anything that's going on with anybody I love and admire. But
oh,
it's great,
Heather,
to be here.
You've been. Thank you. I will take everything. The guts is, yeah, that's what I got. I got guts. I'm about brains and beauty. We're working on that still.
I'm working on the guts still. Oh,
well, you have been so busy. You got married. Heather and I have known each other quite a while. I used to be in a band. Everyone knows that. I talked about it on the show before. I used to be in a band, and Heather was kind of like my mentor. I met her through one of the gals that was in the band, and I knew you before you got married. Heather, you got married in 2009.
You and I met through author, musician, mommy extraordinaire, Trish Cook. And I think what it is that you guys had a band, and you were looking for songs, so Trish brought in some songs, and then you and I had this instant connection, and you were singing songs that I wrote, and I still, to this day, have never heard them.
Get out. Really?
I've never heard. No.
Oh, my God.
Heather?
I did not do them justice. I sang a couple of your songs, and here, wait, can I play just a little bit for the listeners that have not heard you before? Is that okay? This is one of my favorite songs. I tried to download.
I know this is an old one. I know it's an old one, but
you know
I know you sang this one. So you sing along with it as long as you're playing it. I want to hear you sing along.
I think this is the one. I'm going to play it, and I think this is the one I sang with the band. I also sang Most of All, and that's one of my favorite songs of yours. But my favorite of all time is Chicago She Goes.
Chicago
You know
She
that
goes?
I love that song.
Chicago I know that you love that song.
She Goes.
It's a very, very important song to me.
It
and
is
so
to
I'm
me,
glad
too.
That you love
but
it.
But I'm sure it really
I'm
means
so
a lot to you. All right, everybody, I'm going to play a little bit of Heather so you can hear her. She is an amazing singer-songwriter, and I'll shut up, and let's hear some of Heather.
Where were you?
Even when you think you've gotten where you're supposed to be. But I think I sound a little bit like Minnie Mouse or something. The production was, I just really went for it in the production. I'm like, okay, I'm going to harmonize this. I'm going to layer this. I'm going to double this. I'm going to put three violins here. And now what I do is I'm like, okay, I want one voice, one violin, and a slide or pedal steel.
Is it anything to do with the fact that you're a mom now and so we'd like to simplify everything? And
yeah,
it just, and
you
it
know
always
what? It could be, but no, I started doing that before the baby, but I think that's maybe what I was preparing for motherhood. I was cleaning house in every which way, but yeah, I think, yeah, everything that we do, we don't realize is preparing us for motherhood if we do have that child.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
and speaking
your
of
case,
child,
plural.
Speaking of
oh,
child, that
know.
Your daughter is just a doll and quite the
aww.
Performer already. I know you started performing when you were 4 years old, you started very, very young. And I look at her and I think, when I see those posts on Facebook of her, I think, oh, my gosh. I
you know,
totally
I'm her mommy,
her
so I have, I mean, of course, her dad and I are so biased. And, yeah, we, and he'll probably be upset for me confessing this, but we do sit around looking at videos of her, even when she's not around. But she is, you know, we waited till we were a lot older to, well, you know, that was just the way our lives went. And mm-hmm. so I think that, you know, we see her differently as a different entity than we would have had we started having kids when we were, you know, in our 20s. So everything that she does is you know, I don't know, maybe it's not fair for me to say that, but just because we've been through so much more in our lives, it's just different. So, yeah, but I do believe that she's got something under her belt that is extremely frighteningly full of music and talent and hoopspot.
Yeah. You can tell it's not something that you've taught her. Sorry, it's in her.
Yeah,
it is just
no.
in her, you know.
It is in her.
But,
it is in her.
So
considering,
we
were
waiting.
On the road. We were on the road until she was born. Like, we got off the road, so, and she was, you know, listening to our monitors blaring at her until the night before I gave birth to her. So it's kind of been, you know, we've been brewing her, I suppose, with that. But everything that she does and she picks up is on her own. The first instrument she really picked up that she was great at was the harmonica. And I was freaked out. And Michael's like, no, I don't want her to be a musician. And, but we just, I don't know if we can
yeah.
help it. I
can't said, help it. Now, you mentioned Michael. No. Everyone, just full disclosure here, Heather is married to Michael McDermott, and Michael,
the greatest singer-songwriter of all
oh, man.
Time.
Biggest fan over here, but I'm your biggest fan, for sure. But, you know, he's a close second. But I'm so excited because we're having Michael come out to Naperville, to Naper Nights, and
that's
we've
right.
got a few trolleys
next
full
week, right?
Of, yeah, next Friday, the 23rd,
oh
Naper Nights. We've got about three trolleys full of the Dolly McCarthy Show radio listeners coming. So
oh
they're all looking forward to meeting Michael. Are you going to be there?
I am. I
oh,
am.
Awesome.
Well, you know, this show is his. He does one or two shows a year of this. It's he tries to, you know, well, it is very special. But he's doing the Bruce Springsteen show that he does. With
yes,
his,
with the Duke Street Kings.
The Duke Street Kings. It is ridiculous. And yes, I'm a Bruce Springsteen fan, but I think that I have I've gotten just enough Bruce Springsteen for an entire lifetime. Just from just everywhere you go, there's just Bruce. And I love old Bruce. Not to take away from new Bruce, but
yeah.
I just have been so... It's been so overkill for me. It's Bruce everywhere. However, you cannot deny the man. And I'm probably going to get run off the road for even saying anything blasphemous about Bruce. But Michael and his guys do Bruce so well. It's crazy.
Wow.
And so
well,
I'm in there.
Show.
I'm supposedly Patty, but I'm not really Patty. I just
oh,
do Patty. Like,
are you
going to
jump
songs.
Up there and play a little violin?
I think I do play violin on a couple of songs. It's
okay.
different each time, but I'm
you know,
I have to learn the songs every time we do it. So
you know what
but
I didn't know
awesome
about you. It's going to be awesome. But now I got to get back to you now, Heather. I didn't
oh.
know that you were a self-taught violinist and guitarist. People,
oh,
if
well,
you have not seen this woman play a violin, I mean,
well,
forget about it.
You know, I can't take full credit for the violin, but I mean I did teach myself guitar. I taught myself piano when I was Willie's age, but that was, you know, pretty primitive. And then I took lessons from the time I was like 5 until, you know, 4. Actually, 4 years old, I started taking lessons. I got a teacher who took exception. But I was cheating because I never knew how to read notes, Dolly. So I was playing by ear, and I was cheating, as I thought. And once my brain couldn't take in any more information, like doing two hands, moving hands at the same time, I just crashed. And I said, I can't read these notes. And no one understood what I was saying. Nobody believed me. They didn't understand that you could do things by ear. So my parents got rid of my piano, and I had to beg to play violin. So it really started in the school system. I was so fortunate to have that outlet in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. They're taking more and more music programs away from kids, especially people like me who needed it. If I didn't have it, I can't say I'd be alive today, just to have those, you know, those avenues of expression and communication, just whatever, you know. But whatnot, I took violin from, you know, great teachers, but I was never, again, I was not reading the notes. I was playing by ear until about 4 years into it. And I got busted by my violin teacher, and she told my parents, she hasn't been reading the notes this whole time. So I was grounded for a summer and until I could tell my parents what notes were on the page. So I can read great now, but I still do guitar by ear. I didn't learn guitar until I was, I don't know, 30? I started really trying.
No
like
way. I don't believe you. Oh, my goodness.
It's true. Oh, if you saw me, you'd I'm a great faker. They say, fake
well,
it till you make
whatever
it.
Whatever you are, faker or not, you are an amazing performer, and you're born to perform. I was
likewise.
Lucky enough. I've seen you, oh, gosh, I've seen you in public perform. Do you still play a lot at the Wonder Bar?
I do. Oh,
okay.
My
you play
sweet
solo
Wonder
there,
Bar, my Lonnie Walker. Who doesn't know who Lonnie Walker is or the Underground Wonder Bar? But the old Underground Wonder Bar is no longer there. That used to be on Walton. You know, they used to say, you know, Joni Mitchell was like, put up a parking lot. Now it's high-rises, and, you know, they just take everything out and build up. But the old Underground Wonder Bar is gone, and the new one is on 710 North Clark. And I'm there now like once a month. And I go there. Michael usually comes with me and tinkles the ivories a little bit behind me, make me look good. And we just have the best time. It's my home away from home. And that whole Underground Wonder Bar family, they gave me a platform to do whatever I wanted, making music. And John Collins is the first person that brought me in there. It was just, it's my other family. So they've nurtured
me.
We got
to plan a road trip for all the radio listeners out there to hear you play solo. But now you're also playing with your hubby, Michael McDermott's band.
I play nonstop with that guy. And it's really what I set out to do. You know, you were talking about dreams. And, you know, everybody has their own dreams about, you know, well, everybody has dreams. Let's just hope they do. And, you know, they change through life. And, you know, and your ego dictates a lot of what your dreams are and other forces. But, you know, of course I wanted to be a solo artist. And I still do, and I still am, and I get to. But, you know, when I started playing with Michael, it was kind of a fluke. And that's a whole nother story. But, you know, I started playing with him just because I liked his music. I didn't really know who he was, and he was this famous guy. But I was still kind of new to Chicago and didn't know all the ins and outs.
Did you guys meet on stage performing? Did you guys
meet? Pardon?
Did you guys meet?
Well, no, he came to the Underground Wonder Bar. Our friend / entertainment attorney brought him there to see me to see if, you know, if he wanted me to play violin for him sometime. So I didn't really know what to think of all of it, but he, lo and behold, he asked me. I learned like 30 songs in 10 days, or no, it was like 7 days, did my first show with him, and I was just hooked. The guy is just brilliant, and he's so much fun to perform with. If you think it's fun to watch him, imagine what it's like to be up there jumping around or even standing still in between the notes that, you know, that he's laid out there. It's been truly like the most fulfilling transference of ego and dream building that I could ever imagine. Because my
and
whole
you guys
life
look,
has just been about me, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna be a singer. I knew since I was 4 that I was gonna be a singer, and I hid behind instruments. You know, I was gonna be not even just the star like everybody is now. You know, Michael says that there's like 70% of college students go in for musical performance. You know,
oh,
it used
God.
To be 10%. But at any rate, it's to play with somebody else. You're like to be a team. You're talking about your team. You couldn't do it without your team. I love being part of the team. That's been always been my goal since I stepped on stage with him. Instead of playing nonstop and, you know, everything,
yeah.
and singing everything with him, I've found more and more comfort in playing the role of really adding by not mm-hmm. adding too much. You know,
well,
really
you,
lifting.
You,
I just want to lift him. So,
oh,
so I get
and, you
to
know,
do that.
I think you're at that point. And is, maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but I think I can speak for myself. You're not a great team player unless you have been alone and worked your way up from the bottom. That's where
exactly.
I was.
Exactly.
And we've hit rock bottom, and then you just kind of crawl your way up, and you. You learn along the way how really the world works.
I don't know about you. This is probably this could get a deeper conversation here mm-hmm. for your listeners. But I don't know if I can't imagine how your rock bottom is because you are sunshine. I hit rock bottom. It was called Nashville, but that's a whole other story. But I loved Nashville. But what got me there was my rock bottom, and. Yeah,
how,
I can't.
Wait,
I don't.
What was it that pushed you to go down to Nashville? What was it? Can you tell us? Because I
no.
think. No. Okay, we'll talk about that in another show.
No, I can't.
You know what? I'm not ready to talk about my rock bottom either.
Yeah, you and I will talk about it on the trolley in Naperville.
We will. Okay. But you know what? The more important thing is.
Yeah.
Not everybody hits a rock bottom. I think some people are able to cruise through life, and they do
mm-hmm.
just fine. But for those of
yeah.
us that do hit rock bottom, it is just life-changing. It's an awakening, and it really
mm-hmm.
does bring you to a higher place. I don't know, and it just...
Yeah. Well, you can't really
I'm smiling
go
every
anywhere
day.
But up. But the thing is that then you realize that nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. And I have to remind myself that all the time because getting caught up in the day-to-day and the diapers and the... You know, are you making everybody happy and what makes you happy and all that stuff? Nothing matters except for what matters, what's before you. You make your list.
Right.
You decide what's important. And
mm-hmm.
and then you do store, like you said. I mean, if I hadn't hit rock bottom, yeah, I would not be, you know, as I call myself, the luckiest girl alive today. So.
Aw. That's so, as a friend, I love to hear that. I love to hear my friends say things like that.
I feel that way. I have to be careful because there are a lot of people out there that do feel like they're the luckiest person, and they are. So I
yeah.
just have to say I feel like I am the luckiest girl alive. So.
Aww. Now, let me ask you this before I ask you where you're going to be playing next and all
sure.
that. I know next Friday you're here with Michael McDermott in Naperville at Naper Days, or Naper
yep.
Nights, I should say.
Yep.
And I cannot wait to see you. And I hope you're up there performing because I keep telling everybody about you. And I finally could say, look, there's
Yeah, I'll do. Oh, by the way, you Facebook. I don't mean to get off track. But, you know, I didn't get your, you had posted on the Facebook, say hi to my WGN weather people. And I didn't see that until after we were in the offices and I saw Mr. Skilling walk by. And, you know, we've been in those back offices for the Cubs so many times. And we've seen lots of celebrities and lots of, you know, VIPs. But when Mr. Skilling went by, everybody, even Michael's like, Skilling. we were like, wait, hey, dude. And he doesn't know us from Adam, but we're like, hey, buddy. You know, like everything that you know not to do to the celebrities.
Okay, we have been talking about, for those of you that didn't know, yesterday, well, Michael and Heather have sung the national anthem at Wrigley Field. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
on and off?
He's been doing it for longer than I have. I've been doing it for about 6 years, and he's been doing it probably for twice as long.
Okay. Well,
but he does it like 5 times a year.
Sang.
He did it yesterday, yeah.
Well, he did. I'm sorry, I wasn't there, so I didn't get to see who it was. But Michael, you did mention Michael was there. I wasn't sure if you were out there with him. But Tom Skilling was there throwing out the – no, I don't know. Did he throw out the first pitch? But he
I don't know because we weren't out yet. We were still in the offices.
Look at me.
He may have.
I do know. But I know Tom was singing the seventh inning stretch, and everybody from the WGN Weather Center was
that's
there celebrating Tom's
– up there, yeah. That was right
yeah,
on
Yeah, and
then,
it was
probably.
His 35th. Anniversary on the air. Can you believe it? I grew up watching this man.
Oh,
and now.
So did I.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's
even
an idol.
In Madison, Wisconsin, we had GN.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in America knows Tom Skilling. They
of
know
course
Tom
they
Skilling.
Do.
And he is, as you know, the nicest. When I say nice, he is nice. That's Tom
yeah.
Skilling should be in the dictionary for nice. Let me
yeah.
tell you, I got to tell you a quick story about him. But, yeah, Heather was there yesterday, and she posted on Facebook, and I said, hey, say hello to my friends there. I couldn't go yesterday because I was reporting out in Rockford. But I was
yeah.
so excited to see the pictures,
yeah.
and it was pretty cool. But Tom is just the nicest guy. One time I came into work at 2 a.m. I was doing the early morning show at CLTV, which shares the same studio as WGN, and I have to go into the Weather Center. And every time I see Tom, he's like, a day, hi. I think I'm imitating him just like it. He just gets so excited. And I'm not the only one. He does it to everybody. And this was 2 in the morning. I'm walking in. I got my coffee. I'm trying to wake up. And I see Tom working his little tail off in the corner. And
Are
he
you
just
kidding
did the
me?
10 or the 9, you know, the 9 o'clock yeah. news. And he's still there working. He's such a workhorse. He's got such a passion. And I walk in the door. I'm like, hi, Tom. Good morning, Tom. And he's like, darling, good morning. I'm like, Tom,
oh,
what are you still doing here?
Yeah, he's probably so happy to see you. A breath of fresh air and sunshine.
He's hilarious. He's so nice. But, you know, now, tell me, where are you going to be playing besides Napier Nights next Friday night, the 23rd, with Michael McDermott?
You know what's so funny is that I looked at our schedule last night, and we have... He has 3 shows booked, but really they're like 20. But so many of them are like private this or this or this.
Yeah.
And one is tomorrow night. I'm not even allowed to tell you where we're playing
Ooh.
Tomorrow night. But it is so cool. I get to tell you after the fact. It's like a
okay.
secret show because it was just like a conflict. It was a last-minute beautiful ad. We're opening for some really awesome, awesome artists. But... And that's the Westies. That's a whole nother subject that you need to talk. Obviously, you'll talk to Michael about. But
yeah, Michael will be on the show in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the Thursday before.
Yes.
Wait, what am
two
I
weeks.
Saying? It's next
no,
week.
No, 1 week. 1 week.
Hello, it's 1 week from today.
Hello,
Michael.
See,
how cute is that we booked you guys back to back? How cute is that? You guys
it's
are the cutest
very
couple.
Cute.
Oh my God.
But he
let me ask
his art. Yeah.
No, go ahead. You were gonna say.
Oh, I was
Michael.
Just gonna say that the new project. That he'll tell you about. It's called The Westies, and we're
mm-hmm.
playing tomorrow night somewhere. And then Michael and I are, well, I am going to play. He'll come along with me and root for me. I'm playing up at Mo Daly's up in Jefferson Park for a friend of ours who runs the bar there. So I'm just going to play my, you know, my remedial guitar. And then Saturday night, we have this huge show at the Montrose. It's the storytellers where all of his fans, they request their songs, their favorite songs, and he has to go through his catalog of 3,000 songs and find the song and relearn it and hope he remembers it. And I get
oh
to open
God, I love
for him.
That.
This theater is so beautiful at the Intercontinental. It's called the Montrose Room. And then Sunday we go to, we play for a wonderful, beautiful fan/friend's birthday party in Appleton. And then Tuesday, we're in Madison, Wisconsin, for the Westies, big show for Triple M, and then we're home for a day.
A day.
I take a nap. And then I think Wonder Bar is next weekend, so that'll be fun, with Napier.
Is that
Napier and Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bar, Saturday night?
Wonder Bar is Saturday, yeah.
Hey,
so
all
it's,
right,
it's
now
like
people
that.
Know where to
all
find
you
for the next 2 weeks.
And I'll quiz you about all that later.
You have a Facebook page for your fans. So
I'm so bad at it. I'm getting better.
Like her page.
But, yeah, that'd be fun if people liked my page. I'll post more stuff up. It's just everything goes on my personal page because, you know, most of my fans are my friends. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I'm the same
vice
way.
Versa. My friends support me. So, but, you know, it looks official on the other page. I just try and double up when I have shows, but mostly I forget. So,
can I try to find you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am not. Well, Michael signed me up for Twitter, and apparently he had me follow one person, and so that person probably thinks I'm a stalker, but I've never checked or logged into Twitter. Apparently I have several Twitter followers, but I have never tweeted or I have no idea how to do it. I can't even believe that I have two Facebook accounts. Actually, if you count the Westies, I have three. So it's uncanny. I don't even know what to do about it. All this tweeting and
Twitter.
Prince just got a Twitter account. I saw yesterday Prince got a Twitter account, Dolly.
Prince did?
Prince did. And the first thing he posted was a salad or something like that. And so he's getting grief for that. People will not leave Prince alone, I'll tell you that.
Well,
I, for one.
What artist inspired you? Was it Prince?
Well, he's one of them, for sure. Oh, you already know this. Well, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Simon and Garfunkel, Mozart, Cat Stevens, Prince. That's pretty much a good start. Good mouthful start. So Zeppelin, yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I can see a mixture of all of those things. You know, you are an amazing artist to see in public. But I have to move along because I have another guest waiting. But I could talk to you for hours. But
I could. I know. I could. Same.
I had the treat of a lifetime when you performed at my house a few years back. Do you remember your
that
best friend
so
from
fun.
Naperville? Yeah, I was a stalker. I was a stalker. I still am. I just love you. Now I have my four daughters that just, like, put Heather Horton in the car for road trips. Oh, my God.
Aww.
They're all singing. And
I love it. Why don't you get all my new stuff? I have some more evolved stuff that they can mature to now.
Yeah, we got to move
so
on.
Flattered.
We got to grow with you. We're still stuck in that. What was the name of the CD?
That was called Most of All.
Most of all, that's
Most,
it.
Yep.
Bring some of your stuff on Friday, your CDs.
I will.
Whatnot.
I'll give you all sorts of loot for the kids. Absolutely. I'd
oh, no. I'm saying bring it so the fans, the radio fans could get some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Buy
yeah,
some of your CDs
we'll,
and whatnot.
Definitely. We have our merch booth somewhere, somehow.
Good.
We're artists. So we're so bad at doing the business part. But we always have stuff. Just ask us.
And Heather, you are an amazing performer, and you've inspired
you,
me and
Dolly.
So many people. Keep it up.
You've inspired me
thanks
today.
Thanks for being on the show. Oh, you're too kind.
I'm serious.
Thanks for coming on the show, and come on again, and we'll talk. We'll talk. I'm thinking of doing an evening show. A friend of mine said, call it Dolly After Dark. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
And then your voice would be like how it was. Your voice would be like how it was when you saw Mr. Skilling doing his work at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, all right.
Hello,
I won't be as chipper and, you know, as and bubbly as I am in the morning because, you know, it's late at night.
I doubt that.
But we could really dish and talk and, you know,
yeah, well, we'll
get
dish
into
on
your
the
music
trolley
more.
Next week.
And we'll definitely. I'm so excited to be able to see you again and can't wait to hear Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Kings. He's going to be on next week's show. But what a treat for me. Oh, I'm talking morning talk. What a treat for me to have Heather Horton on the show.
Oh, you could say
everybody.
Treat. It's a treat for me. It's a treat. We
treat.
Can be nerds. It's okay. Not to call anybody a nerd, but
I want to play another one of your songs as we close out this little portion of the show. And we're going to – coming up next is Rick Kay, who's the owner of Killer Dinners. He's been patiently waiting to talk to us. But for some reason –
good man.
The show – the audio file – Most of All is still processing. It's been doing this for over an hour now. So we're going to put on the one we just played earlier. And I can't remember what it was, but I'm going to play it again. I forgot
In
to put the title on this. What song was it? Oh, In and Out.
I
In
think
and
it's
out.
Called In and Out.
In and Out. Come on by Niper Nights next week to meet Heather and next Saturday at the Underground Wonder Bar to see her in Chicago. She's one of Chicago's very own. I can say that because I work for the Tribune Company.
Uh-huh,
but you are.
That's right.
You and Michael, we can't wait to hear you guys next weekend. We're going to be rocking with you. Thanks again, Heather.
Love you, Dolly. See you later.
Thank you. Okay, I'm playing the music now. It's not coming up. Man, that was... Oh, man, I just love that girl. Wasn't that fun talking to Heather Horton? She is an amazing artist. And if you have not seen her in concert, go, go. It's a real treat. All right, I got to move on here. Rick Kay is in the studio. We are so glad to have you, Rick. Rick, you've been so patiently waiting. Thank you so
good
much.
Good morning,
Dolly. Listening to Heather.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's part of my life. Yeah, I do a lot of waiting, you know. Yeah. Waiting in the wings, but when it's your time, you step out like you're going to do with your Dolly on the Trolley Show. Congratulations on that. Sounds like
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
Thank you so much, Rick Kay, who is the owner of Killer Dinners. At first, I thought when Beth told me about it, is that a restaurant? I had to tell you, be honest with you. And I thought, I got to go
that
there. I need
a
killer dinner.
Yeah.
But no, this is more than that. This is so cool. Okay, let's fill everybody in. First of all, I love you because you're born in Chicago. You're a true Chicagoan, like myself.
Yep.
Born and raised
yep.
on hot dogs. I'm just kidding. Oscar Mayer hot dogs. You have two grown children. Your daughter is a special ed teacher in Chicago, which I think that is so wonderful. Love teachers and special ed teachers. Forget about it. Your son is an electrician in Phoenix, Arizona, so you never get to see him. Is that what that means?
That's correct. Yeah, I go down there in the wintertime, but this time of year, no, yeah, like you said, forget about it. I'd rather go over by the Jewels and do some shopping over by there and go down there and cook
listen
in the sunshine. That ain't what I'm
listen
all about.
Oh, my God. And your background is pretty cool. This is a note my producer gave me, and I love this because I remember Tony and Tina's wedding. Everybody, do you remember that show? It was fantastic. Well, guess what? Rick was in it. You were in that long playing show.
I was Nunzio Sr. Yes, I was Tony's dad. And that
no
was
way.
A lot of fun. That show ran six nights a week. We'd do some Sunday matinees. It was a grind, but it sure was fun because we never knew what was going to happen. It was improv.
Yeah.
You know, you had hit your beats when we had a band then. I think they switched to a DJ later on, but we had a live band. And every time they played a certain song, we had to be somewhere and have some action going on. It was a lot of fun.
That was fun. So that laid pretty much the groundwork for this killer dinner, didn't it? You know, your background is all about performing, and now you work at the zoo. So,
yes.
You know, working at the zoo, you need a sense of humor.
Absolutely. That's the greatest job in the world. Lincoln Park Zoo, yes, I am the director of training there. So it's the greatest backyard in the whole world. I love going to work every day, but I also do love doing the performance.
Yeah. So this is an interactive murder mystery dinner party that you started. How long ago has this been running?
Oh, I've been doing murder mysteries for probably the last 20 years. Killer Dinner's been around for 5 or 6 years, I think, at this point.
Okay. Okay, so let's say I call you up and I want to have a killer dinner. What does that involve?
Well, what I would want to do is find out how many people you're going to have. If there's someone in particular you'd like us to bump off, and we will write a script all around that for you. We'll customize clues. We'll customize the show. And it's pretty exciting. You know, you show up, we show up, people start dropping dead. It can be very, very festive. We work the whole thing around special clues.
So the killer
we'll write
is probably
clues
like
just
the
for
person.
The special people.
Now, who is the killer? Who kills?
The killer is usually someone in the audience. They know who they are, but no one else does. And we, you know, coach them and tell them you got to keep this a secret. And I will write special clues that refer to special people in the audience. I'll find things about their background, if they like to go to Vegas, if they like to ride in fast cars, whatever they like to do, the clues will kind of impart to that because as Lieutenant Rick, I need to know the background of all those people out there. So I kind of fool them when I call them up and I ask them about, hey, what's this trip to Vegas you just had? What were you doing over by there? And it just blows
over by there. I love
over
it.
By there.
Over by there. Now, over by there, can you have one of these killer dinners in your house, in your home? Can you host it in your home?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. I don't
so
have a particular
audience.
Place where I do them. Mm-hmm. I need about 10 people, and I can do a one-person show for that. As we get more and more people, we can add more actors. We can add music because I'm also a DJ. I remember you dancing across the floor at Maison Sabika a couple of years ago and winning the disco ball prize. Congratulations on that.
Wait. Thank you very much, but it was not a disco ball prize. It was a mirror ball trophy. Let's get the disco out of it.
Oh, the mirror ball
disco
trophy. Yes, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I grew up.
Yes.
Can you tell I grew up with Steve Dahl, listening to Steve Dahl.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep. I was at Disco Demolition.
I remember you there.
Yeah,
I remember that night.
Yeah, a couple rolls over by there. Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah. My listeners know I won the mirror ball trophy. I always remind them of that. You know, I won the mirror ball trophy for the cha cha.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember the moves anymore? No. I got to freshen up on that. Are you going to be at the Dancing with the Celebrities Naperville next month?
I am. I'm doing the DJ work for them again.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, how long does the Killer Dinner show last?
You know, that depends how much time you have for it. If you've got, you know, an hour before a special event, we can do it for you. If you've got a two or three-hour dinner, we can work it around that also because we work in between courses. Or we can do it, before dinner. Usually it's more fun to do it during dinner, so the whole thing kind of unwinds over the course of the evening.
That's kind of neat, especially if you're having it in your house, your home.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. But I would not want to be the one whacked off because I would just like to. Look at, what are you laughing at?
Well, we wait till the very end.
My producer's cracking up. Did I say something wrong there? No.
Well,
I'm from Chicago. From Chicago. Why am I giving myself an accent? I already got the Chicago accent. Somebody wrote in and said that she listens to my show because of the Chicago accent I have.
Well,
I don't think it's as strong as yours.
Have it if that's what it is. Yeah. I put it on a little thick when I'm playing Lieutenant Rick.
That's really cool, Lieutenant Rick. So you pretty much write the show every time you do it. You kind of tailor it to your clients' needs. And do you do this for company outings and
venues? Yeah, we do holiday parties and, company get-togethers. Sometimes they do it as a team-building thing. You know, they split them up into teams and they work on solving it together so they all get to win a very valuable prize worth well under $1,000 if they work really hard at it.
You what? What did you say? $1,000?
They win a valuable prize worth well under $1,000.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm like, wait a minute. What did I just miss? You said money, and my ears go up. When is this? How much is this? So you could win a prize under $1,000. Hilarious. You are too funny.
Yes.
And what about, let's talk about where can people go to learn more about these killer dinners?
They can visit my website, yes, www.killerdinners.com.
And you have a phone number, too, in case they're not online, in case they're not with it and with the new century.
Absolutely. You just pick up that dial phone and you call 312-278-3124.
You remember the dial, the rotary dial phone?
I do.
Yes. Rip, rip,
we
rip.
Mm-hmm. we had one in the house. We all had to share it.
Where did you live? Where are you from in Chicago?
I lived at 80th and Kedzie.
So it's South Side.
Oh, yeah.
What parish?
That was the St. Denis Parish.
Ah, did you go to St. Denis?
I did not, no. I went to Bogan High School, Dawes Grammar School, and Bogan High School, 79th and Pulaski.
Ah, okay. Sox fan?
Absolutely.
I knew it. I just knew it.
Well,
how did I know that?
Yeah.
How about
it's that aura of winning
now?
We have about us. Well, not this year so much, but,
this has been a tough year for the Southsiders.
Yeah.
I get so much heat from my Sox fans, my Sox friends, because they all know I'm, huge Cubs fan. But I am, I am a Sox fan. I'm a Chicago team fan. So I never put them down. But, I'm still, they're telling me all summer long, yeah, we're not that good this year. And I was like, wow, you guys are so humble, And I really thought that they would still be, in the clouds going, yeah, we're going to come back, but no, I'm just kidding. I feel so bad for those Sox fans. It's been a tragic year.
It has been. See, we're not used to that, year after year after year of tragedy like you Cubs fans have. We don't have this 100 years of nasty stuff going on. Yeah.
But, we just say, have another Bud Light with lime. Get you through it.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. All right. So, well, it was great talking to you. These killer dinners. I would love to go to one. Where, if I don't want to host one in my house, how can I get to one?
Well, at the moment,
I don't have a
particular place where I'm doing them. But, you know, if you want to have them in a restaurant, we can do it there. If you have a family get-together, I'm talking to a couple of restaurants here in Naperville. We're going to see if we can do one maybe once a month. And when that happens, it will be on the website. So people are more than happy, be more than happy to have people come to wherever restaurant we get lined up. So
That would be great. That would be great. Rick Kay is the owner of Killer Dinners. Rick, stay in touch with us and let us know if you do – you know, have one at a restaurant in any town. I mean, this show, I live in Naperville, but everyone knows I get around. I've put 26,000 miles on my car since October. So we get around. I'm not afraid to travel.
Right.
And I would love to come
Good.
To one of these killer dinners. And anybody else listening, if you want to go, message me and we'll put it in the file. We'll plan for it. Or if you want to have a killer dinner, invite me. I'll be more than willing to go, and I can travel. So anyway, it was great to talk to you, Rick Kay. I love talking to a fellow Chicagoan. Chicago rocks.
Thank you, Belly. It's been a pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks so much for being so patient and waiting while we
That's
chatted with
you know,
Heather.
When you girls get coffee clutching like that, we don't stand a chance. We just stand
Whoa!
By and wait for
our turn. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. It was great to talk to you. It sounds like a really cool, fun thing to do any night of the week. So we appreciate you being on the show. All right, have a good
Dolly,
one.
Okay, thanks so much.
Wow, that was so fun. I want to thank all my good guests this week. Heather Horton, singer-songwriter. Check her out on Facebook. And if you're not doing anything next Friday night, by all means, come to Naper Nights. I did forget to mention in my producer, I think she's going to hit me over the head if I don't say this, but next Friday we are taking the Naperville Trolley, proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, from Naper Settlement. We're rocking on the trolley with Dolly. That's what the title of this event is. So, yes, you will be rocking on the trolley with me. I'm going to be writing some music, some Bruce Springsteen music, of course, because the theme is Michael McDermott. We're going to – let me just get this in order first of all, okay. We're going to take the trolley from Naper Settlement at 5:30 next Friday. So get off work early, get a babysitter, take your boyfriend, hubby, whoever, your girlfriend, wife, your teenage daughter is even invited. No, not teen. You got to be over the age of 21 because there is a little alcohol involved. Not much, but we're going to be careful about that. So we're going to take the trolley down to the Chicago Marriott Naperville, and they're going to be providing us a little party in there, and we'll have some cocktails and appetizers, and then we trolley back to Naper Settlement, and we'll be, you know, hanging out on the lawn there, listening to Michael McDermott and the Blues, or the Duke Street Kings. Why do I think it's Blues? I don't know. Maybe Duke Street Kings? Maybe because Kings is a Blues place in Chicago. Anyway, enough. I digress. Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Kings will be performing at Naper Nights. That's Naper Settlement in downtown Naperville. And then, you know, we are going to have a lot of treats for anybody that is coming on the trolley with us. We're going to have these awesome treat bags. We've got treats in there provided by Amber Waves Hair Salon. Bull and Bear going to be giving everybody one of their cigars. Let's see, Tastefully Simple. We got some treats there. Clark's Car Care, giving away free oil changes for everybody. The Naperville, or the Chicago Marriott Naperville. I always get that confused or mixed up. I shouldn't do that because the Chicago Marriott Naperville is an amazing new hotel to stay at in town. And if you're visiting, that's the place to stay, folks. It is gorgeous. They're going to be giving away an overnight, including breakfast. So we are going to have so many wonderful treats to give away. And then afterwards, we're going to walk on over to Sullivan's, another major sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We so appreciate our partnership with them. They're great people over there. Go in there and say hello to Randy. So that's all next Friday evening. If you want to come, we've sold out two trolleys already. We're on to a third. So get your tickets today. Email Beth. That's my producer, Beth, at the Dolly McCarthy Show www.thebestofmojo.com. And if you haven't liked my page on Facebook already, go and do that, the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, and you can follow the show on Twitter as well. I want to thank my guest today, Rick Kay, who's the owner of Killer Dinners. Check out killerdinners.com. And the fabulous, once again, Heather Horton, which, like I said before, you can go see her and Michael McDermott, her hubby, next Friday at Napier Settlement. But get your tickets to the trolley ride. We're rocking with Dolly. Get your tickets. Contact Beth at the Dolly McCarthy Show for those tickets. Now I'm repeating myself. I just want to get it all in. I'm Dolly McCarthy. It was so great having you all. It was a great show today. I had a great time. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. I got to go. We're taping the first episode of Dolly on the Trolley right now. They're all waiting for me, so I got to go. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good time today. Wow!
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.